Baltimore City has had a board of ethics since the 1960s. The board sets ethical standards for elected officials and keeps track of lobbyists and financial disclosures. But some city council members say it is woefully understaffed. And last week, a charter amendment designed to change that passed a city council committee. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has more.
By moving the Board of Ethics under the independent purview of the city's Office of the Inspector General, the agency would have more staff, and, the city council argues, a more thorough presence. The BOE is currently under city purview. 84% of Baltimore voters supported a 2018 referendum that made the OIG independent from the city.
And I think that is a direct reflection on they want transparency and they want ethics in our government.
That's Inspector General Isabel Mercedes Cumming. She supports the proposed amendments. City charter amendments must be passed by voters. The soonest this change could appear on your ballot is November. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.